I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Rohingya refugees are stranded at sea, dying slowly while foreign ministers talk politics in Southeast Asia. Partners Relief and Development's Adni Gumer.
One of our goals is to bring enough international attention to this crisis so that the countries, Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia in particular, are feeling forced to do something to help these people.
Pray for Partners' team there. They've got emergency supplies and the gospel ready to go, but they can't reach the Rohingya. More ways to help at missionnews.org. Over 105,000 Burundians have fled to neighboring countries after an attempted coup. Many of the refugees are lacking food and water, and diseases are spreading in the camps. But Food for the Hungry is setting up emergency care programs in Rwanda. They're sharing the love of Christ by providing education, trauma counseling, and basic needs. Help their work that's changing lives by going to our website. And China boasts over a billion people. Roughly half live in rural villages. These are areas typically overlooked and under-resourced until now. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says they're helping the rural churches get Bibles into the hands of believers. In doing so,
we are developing a network relationship with the leaders within provinces and counties in China. And the more that we develop relationship with them, the more we realize they're great needs for Bibles.
In a nation of millions, you wouldn't think $5 could do much, but it changes everything. Find out how at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan. It's coming up June 18th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.